This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Moonee Valley City Council is hosting Rainbow Stories in the Valley, a community event to celebrate International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia. Show your support by coming along to a friendly and engaging evening of stories by guest speakers from the LGBTIQ community. Rainbow Stories in the Valley will be held at the Balcony Room, Clock Tower Centre, Moonee Ponds on Wednesday, May 13. To RSVP, visit mvcc.eventbrite.com.au or call 924-43-8888.
And it's a bit of a party in the studio right now with Carly.
always a party when I'm around.
It's always a party with Carly. And not only that, but we're having a bit of a party because we've also got the Deputy Mayor of Moonee Valley, the council area, Councillor Cam Nation. How are you going, Cam?
I'm very good and happy to join the party, mate.
Oh, good.
On a Monday morning.
It's bright and early on a Monday.
Maybe you're still going from the night before.
Yeah, if only my life was that exciting.
Well, you know, you've got a bit of cred behind you because apparently you were the youngest ever councillor in Moonee Valley City Council history. And am I right in thinking you also got the biggest primary vote in the history as well?
You've done your research. Yes, I'm very impressed. I'm the youngest ever independent councillor to be elected to Moonee Valley City Council, which was a little bit of a surprise when I was elected. And it was back in October 2012, and I'd put my hand up to give the younger community of Moonee Valley a bit of a voice and top the primary vote count, so it was first elected. So it was a bit of a surprise, but also at the same time a bit of a responsibility because people obviously had faith in me to do what they wanted. So, it was an honour, but it's been a responsibility as well that I'm happy to keep fighting for the causes of the residents. Yeah.
Excellent. Fantastic. Now, we're here to talk about a few things, but we're actually going to talk about LGBTIQ issues in Moonee Valley today. There's a few things happening. Now, this week, obviously, the 17th is Idaho Day, and Moonee Valley is actually, and as you probably heard just a second ago on the CSA that we played, Moonee Valley celebrating. Tell us how they're celebrating, Cam.
Yeah, this is a real first for the municipality. We've had a diversity, access and equity policy which has been around for quite some time, and that's really focused on the disabled members of our community and the multicultural members of our community, and being sort of in that area close to inner city Melbourne, and we've got quite a large Sudanese population and so forth. We've always been very big on the multicultural aspect and trying to integrate and support those somewhat marginalised members of our community. This year has been the first time we've introduced an LGBTIQ action plan as part of that policy, and that's basically to also look at how we can support members of the LGBTIQ community. About middle of last year, we got together a reference group. We asked local community members to come on board and just give us some feedback and let us know what difficulties they'd had within the municipality, and just some ideas about what would make them feel a little bit more welcome in our city. And that's led to obviously the launch of our LGBTIQ action plan, which is out for consultation. But more specifically, this Wednesday, we do have an event for Ida Hobbit Day, and it's extended out to Ida Hobbit Day because it's International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia. So we just keep adding acronyms, and but that's very important because there are such a broad LGBTIQ community.
Yeah, it's not a Lord of the Rings.
And So we're putting on an event for Otter Hobbit Day, which is to promote our Rainbow Stories in the Valley program, which was an idea that our reference group suggested. And they basically said, well, let's go out to our community. Let's find people from the LGBTI community that are sort of struggling in Moonee Valley in terms of acceptance, in terms of getting recognised, and let's tell their story. And I guess the crux of it is that this little storyboard that we've put together and that will get launched on Wednesday the 13th at the Clock Tower Centre at 6:30 p.m. Is a chance for members of Moonee Valley's community just to see that people that in the LGBTI community are their neighbours, are people that they deal with on a day-to-day basis. They're just normal people. Yeah. And to share their story and for people to realise that, you know, there's nothing different with these people. These people are just part of the broader community, and to sort of bring their stories to life, and to also, I guess, make the broader community realise that, that we accept everyone. We accept everyone, regardless of their race, regardless of their religion, regardless of their sexuality. So it's a small step, but hopefully a step in the right direction. And I'm pretty proud. I've sat on the chair of our reference group, and this idea formed part of the reference group suggestions, which have driven the action plan. So I'm really proud that this is just the very first iteration of hopefully one of many steps that we take.
Yeah, because it's not the first. Obviously, during Midsummer this year, you had events during Midsummer because I remember talking about them here on Joy. So it's 6:30 this Wednesday at the Balcony Room, Clock Tower Centre. That's 750 Mount Alexander Road at Moonee Ponds. And you've got the lovely Daniel Whithouse presiding over events.
Yeah.
Daniel's just fantastic, isn't he?
And Daniel's actually been part of this process almost from the get-go. We got him along the middle of last year to do two community forums, and he facilitated them, and then that led to the reference group. He's had a bit of involvement with the reference group, and now he's there at the Clock Tower Centre to help launch our event. So he has been such a strong supporter of what we're trying to do, and he's a great facilitator. You listen to him, you get inspired.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic to have him on board and to have him get involved in every little aspect of this policy we're trying to launch and this Rainbow Stories policy we're trying to launch as well. So it's just fantastic.
Yeah. Now, people can come along to the event.
Oh, everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. We don't care if you're not a resident of Moonee Valley, if you live in the city of Melbourne or Moreland or Maribyrnong or any of the surrounding municipalities or even a little bit further. I know we've got a member of our reference group, Sally Conning, and she comes in a little bit further than that, drives 40 or 50 kilometres to come and help out. So, everyone's more than welcome to come along and help launch what is just a great initiative and also a first for Moonee Valley, and hopefully just something that will kickstart a longer process. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Now, you can RSVP to the event by going to mvcc.eventbrite.com.au, or you can call 9243 8888 and you can book yourself a place there. If you didn't catch that, give the lovely Alice a call on the front desk and we'll give you the details. Stay with us, Cam. We'll come back to you in a second. We want to learn more about Moonee Valley. But in the meantime, we're going to play a little Kelly Clarkson for you. Some Invincible, Carly. This is Joy 94.9 with the Brekkie Gear Bears. 0.9. Well, not Mark and Luke. It's Mark and Carly this morning here on Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9. And in the studio with us, we've still got Deputy Mayor of Moonee Valley Council. Is that correct?
That is right. The tongue twister.
Councillor Cam Nation. And Cam, we touched on before, we had talked about the LGBTQI action plan. Can you expand a little bit on that? What is happening around the action plan for Moonee Valley?
Yeah, absolutely. So the action plan is an iteration of our reference group. And as I mentioned before, our reference group brought together 9 or 10 members of the local LGBTIQ community. And we just asked them for ideas, be them small, albeit large, about how Moonee Valley can be a more tolerable and an acceptive place for people to work and people to live and people to engage with their fellow community members. So they've come up with this quite extensive list of ideas, as I said, some small, some big. And they range from things like small celebrations and events, raising awareness in the community, public displays and recognition, and as you mentioned before, Mark, that includes flying during midsummer. We flew the mm-hmm. rainbow flags, and in Iber Hobbit Day coming up this Sunday on the 17th of May, we'll also be flying those flags. And I do tell a funny story that I've told a few people during midsummer. Up at a few of the flagpoles at one of our major roundabouts, we started flying the rainbow flags a week out, yeah. And I had a resident email me and basically say, look, Cam, I think that there's been a little bit of vandalism that's gone on throughout the municipality. Yeah. Someone's actually gone up on two of the flagpoles and put up the rainbow flags. and they go, look, this is possibly the best vandalism I've ever seen, so can we at least leave them up for the week? And then I had to get back to the resident and said, hey, we actually did that. I know you haven't seen the rainbow flags flying around Moonee Valley before, but that was us, and we're just taking some small little steps to make the area more inclusive. And they were just absolutely gobsmacked that, hang on, you know, I can drive into the municipality after work and see a rainbow flag flying and know that, hey, our council's actually recognising me, you know. The council's actually taking little steps to actually make me feel accepted. And that was a really positive story, just from a tiny little thing, putting one flag up on a flagpole. And those flagpoles will advertise any event we've got going on. It's just a small thing, but yeah, it is just things that might be really minor like that, that for someone who might be feeling a little bit ostracised or might not be fully comfortable with their sexuality yet, yeah, to actually just go, you know, hey, I'm feeling accepted. My council, my community actually recognises who I am.
Exactly. Now, you can view the draft of the action plan at mvcc.vic.org.au/LGBTIQ, and you can provide feedback as well by emailing community@mvcc.vic.gov.au. Again, we'll have those addresses at the front desk for you, so you can call in and talk to Alice and she'll give you all the details. I want to thank Deputy Mayor Cam Nation for joining us this morning. Thank you very much, Cam. It's been a delight, and I'm really glad to see that local council is promoting LGBTIQ concerns and, you know, being part of the community. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was
you,
a pleasure to meet you. It was really lovely to have you.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you, Mark. And thank you for helping us promote this this great event we've got at the Clock Tower this Wednesday, the Rainbow Stories in the Valley. And hopefully I'm back sometime to keep you updated on what we're doing.
You're more than welcome.
Always
back
welcome.
Anytime, that's for sure. All right, it is time for the news with Anthony Bendel.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.